This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. There's something about toll roads that, well, it just isn't that fun. It's probably that part where you have to pay to drive on them. Of course, we help pay for the roads we drive on through taxes and other revenue, but it's, I guess, more in your face when you roll through the toll plaza. And toll roads, by the way, have been on the rise in Texas, in case you haven't noticed. But at least one Texas lawmaker is urging the state to tap on the brakes. His name is House Transportation Committee Chairman Joe Pickett. Pickett's charge? That the arguments for toll roads in Texas don't always add up. He authored a bill to get the numbers on Texas toll roads, and he joins us now on the Standard. Welcome, Chairman Pickett.
My pleasure.
Well, before we get to the data, why was this important to you in the first place?
As you said in your opening, it's been growing for a while. There's a difference between some of the mega projects that we've seen in North Texas and areas like Houston. And then a few years back, the Texas Department of Transportation started really, really putting on the heavy full court press on looking at any new capacity as a possible toll without going into the details. It was just, you got a toll or we're going to cut your funds. You know, there's not a lot of new money, and we spend the majority of our dollars maintaining what we have. Mm-hmm. I will give them that much. Every time we open a new bridge, a new intersection, add a lane, it does cost us more in the long run. But a lot of these tolls were done with no analysis. We've got tolls where we have granted the entire amount of money, and there's not even bonds to pay.
The argument, of course, is, as you're saying, if state coffers don't have the money, and we're getting warnings now, it'll be even less money in 2017. If you want new roads, and the state is growing, toll roads may be the only way to go, no?
No, I don't think so. And the reason I don't is the last two initiatives we passed and took it to the public, this last Proposition 7, which is very, very broad and very diverse. The majority of Texas's revenue comes from sales tax. And this last transportation initiative gets out of just the oil and gas or just the gasoline tax, and we're tying it to just the general business success of Texas, and, mm-hmm. and we're still growing. And now that we've got diversified revenues, we can actually look further down the road, to use a pun, and it looks pretty good.
So you wanted to get some numbers from the Texas Department of Transportation. Those numbers have started coming in as you see it. And what are those numbers telling you?
The numbers that I wanted and we didn't have yet are going to be the differences between what all the debt service is costing us, our payments, mm-hmm. versus the revenues that are coming in. Then I think we can actually have a better discussion. I'll give you a short example. In my burg of El Paso, Texas, we've got a small toll project here that we were forced into doing. It costs us a dollar to collect a dollar. So who's benefiting from that?
Do you suspect that what's happening basically are these toll road projects are being set up so that private companies can have a little revenue source that's basically covered and sanctioned by the state?
Yes, and include some of the local governance as well. TxDOT went around 10 years ago and said, we don't have any money, so set up a reasonable ability authority, set up some tolls, and you can use any of the additional revenues to do projects in your own area for whatever you want. Don't have to come ask TxDOT about it. I'm being fought behind the scenes by the bureaucracies because they don't want to give up that power and that money source. And that's what a lot of these entities are doing. Is they're just managing money.
If you had your way, what would happen to toll roads in Texas? You want to get rid of them?
No, the reason that we can't is there's still some projects that wouldn't have ever been built. And we've got an influx of money, but we couldn't do complete cash as you go. But I'm guessing, and this is just a guess, and when we get more of the numbers, we can do better at that. There's probably 20%, 25% of the tolls out there that aren't necessary. There are some that could start to be pulled back. There's some roads like 130. That's a major state highway. If we took the toll off of 130, it would have the same effect as adding maybe a lane on Interstate 35.
Chairman Pickett, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
I appreciate it, and thank you.